Metro 7 PM.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Olova from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Quesada. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown.
It happens all the time. It's just like it's a fucking other thing.
Shot. Greetings to this week's edition of The Breakdown. And we kick off today's show with a colossal meeting of minds in the form of Daniel Avery and Alison Mosshart, the new single from Daniel Avery's sixth album, Tremor, which is out in October. Alison Mosshart on a Daniel Avery track called Greasy Off the Racing Line was only ever going to be the first song played on The Breakdown today. And so it has been proven. And I'd wager good money that Greasy Off the Racing Line will be used for the podcast line that Steve does in his producing of the podcast to commemorate this show in the aftermath of it. That was a mighty sandwich of a sentence from you, Joel. Maybe keep the chat to the minimum today. Just me in the studio today. I'm going to send out my love to the Breakdown community today. Various illnesses have seen me in the studio on my own. But I will endeavour to do my very best today. Steve and Jen have sent songs through to me this afternoon, so I'll try and get in as many of those as I can. But next, I'm going to go to another big double act. Paul Hartnell has joined Kneecap on their new single, Sayonara. There is a magnificent video to this, featuring one of the Derry girls. Forget the name of her. It's absolutely brilliant. So we'll play this. And then something from one of the albums we last week. Let's go for number two album in the country from CMAT, Euro Country. You'll hear a track from that. Sayonara first, though.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I got through to good, waiting for adventure so I stayed inside so long, waved my life so long. Oh, now I take a break up over daytime television. I did. But now I'm ready, 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 ready for anything. Now I'm ready, 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 ready for anything. What do you have?
Held off the number one spot in the UK album charts by Sabrina Carpenter. That was CMAT with Ready from her album Euro Country. Riding height number two in the charts. Big tour for CMAT coming up this winter, autumn and winter, but already sold out completely. Sneak Up, similar situation for the band, who have parlayed their summer controversy very well into a string of sold-out dates across the country, including two in Sheffield in November, I think, playing up at the Foundry. You heard Sayonara, which was their collaboration with Paul Hartnell. I'm assuming that's yon fella from Orbital. Yes, it is. Yes, so that was out yesterday as well. Okay, album of the week. We're going to do another two this week. It's the last album ever by Saint Etienne. So we're going to play two tracks from that later in the afternoon. But we're also going to have someone which kind of gatecrashed in at the last minute. A band called Ivy, who I will admit the Breakdown has been unfamiliar with over the years. They haven't put out an album since 2011, but there are many, many records by Ivy going back to 1995. The latest record, Traces of You, is a collection of unreleased tracks and fragments put together from music over the years. The band is made up of there's three of them, and well, one of Adam Schleisinger, undoubtedly bad pronunciation there, from Fountains of Wayne, was one of the early casualties of COVID back in 2020. So his finger marks are on this record all the way through it. It's just an album where I could have played anything from it. So I'm going to start with the first track on it called Midnight Hour. The album's called Traces of You. The band are called Ivy. After this, you're going to hear something from an album that was missed last week and shouldn't have been.
This is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Love.
What a record that is. That is You Heartbreaker You. Well, that's the name of a record from Jenny Beth, which was out last week. We completely missed it on the show. Should not have done. That is on me. That's one of the tracks from the second half of it. It's called Reality. Very much representative of what you can expect on that record. Formidable live performer at the moment as well. Saw her on the Queens of the Stone Age bill at the Rockwell Circus last week. Jenny Beth doing great, great things. Before you heard, I think, tonal change between the two tracks. Ivy, with the first track of their Traces of You record, which has been put together from fragments of songs over the year, their first record in 14 years, you heard Midnight Hour. And there'll be one more from that later on in the show. Okay, Jen came through again this week with a couple of tracks. So it's kind of going to be a double of songs that she suggested. The first one, definitely. But the second, I have taken a bit of liberties with it. We'll go with Kitty of the Valley, who is a new name for the show. And what Jen told me was that this EP, the first song is okay. It really gets going. And the fifth song is a monster. And she was not wrong. So the EP is called Second Nature. They are a four-piece from Sydney. And this came out, I think, at the start of August, so we missed it, but it's worth catching up on. This is Boys by Kitty of the Valley, and afterwards you're going to hear something new from She's in Parties.
Girl,
What's up, Sheffield? This is Jeff from Living Body, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Sometimes you've said
Fallen there from She's in Parties. They are a, well, I'm going to go to Jen's notes on this, a rising dream pop band from Essex, blending shoegaze textures with 90s alt-rock moods. That wasn't the track that Jen chose, though. She went for Same Old Story, whereas I've gone for Fallen, which was out yesterday, but both are going to be on their EP, Are You Dreaming, which is out on the 7th of November. Kitty of the Valley before, with a track called Boys from Second Nature EP out earlier last month, actually. Treble 7 time, and this, I'm going to do a compilation of Steve and Jen's suggestions here. Well, kind of for Jen's, because again, I'm choosing a different song from one of the records she suggested, because Street Eaters, as Opaque album, came out yesterday. And Cuts from it is 2 minutes and 4 seconds. But I am going to go to Jen's notes for the track that she said. A fiercely DIY punk trio from California known for their raw sound and radical politics. Their EP came out, album Opaque came out yesterday. And in Jen's words, Joel and I actually saw them play Audacious in Sheffield once, which is now Hatch, where a cat was in the audience. I remember that gig. And it's a true story. And she's surprised to find there'll be a new artist. And I've just checked this. And I'm surprised as well. So I'm going to play this, and then two that Steve has suggested. I'll give you details about those on the other side. Treble 7, number one, is Go.
Let me know. The Breakdown, Treble 7.
The world is but a blur. A young man feels invincible, fearless of the world. Slicing like a shark, drifting through the cars, weaving through the traffic jam, off into the dark. The time slides into your life. I can't deny the time slides into the
This is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Oh, goodies there. Okay, so recap. That's a treble seven where I had minimal input in, other than changing out the choice of Street Eaters track. So from Opaque, their record, which was out yesterday, I think their first as a three-piece, you heard Cuts to kick things off, and then two that were sent through by Steve. Alexei Shishkin next with Invincible, and then something from the brilliantly named Breakup Haircut, The Algorithm is Trying to Kill Me. So from Breakup Haircut, that is from their second album, the first fruits from their second album, which has not got a name yet. And from Alexei Shishkin, he's very, very prolific. From a record called Good Times. Yeah, you heard Invincible from that. Right. Okay, 22 minutes until we get to 4 o'clock. We need to get something in this in that time from Saint Etienne. Also, you're going to hear something from the Beths. And this from Cut Copy. Their sixth record, Moments, was out yesterday. Was it six or is it seven? I want to give you the right detail. It's number six. First since 2020's Freeze Melt. And I'm saying it's their best record for many, many, many a year. Going to play you a single which appeared a couple of days ago featuring Kate Bollinger. This is called Belong to You. And I think I'll put in something short from Dextrin and Newsagents afterwards. Yeah.
Steps of track.
this is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Tell me where the time is gone. I thought I knew myself by now. I'm getting older, can't you tell? I think I need time to breathe. Cause the days change way too fast. I think I'm moving very far. My space right now. The days got way too much, and my mind's been in the dark. Just give me the space I need. Baby, I'm scared of being something. Could you save me? No, I don't wanna turn to nothing. When I was 18, the dreams were in my head. Don't let it fade. Don't wanna move out of my room. I'm worried my hair turns grey too soon. Stick to the side, I can't face my face. And now I worry alone. I don't know what you need to me. Don't talk, please. I need space and free mind now. Don't leave, I need to calm down. Maybe, maybe I'm scared of being something. Could you save me?
Wonderful. From Dexter and the Newsagents. I'm just looking, that's her third release of the year, as well as featuring on Jim Legacy's Black British Music album from last month. The track was called 18. There's no word of whether those singles are going to be collected onto an EP or album, so we would just have them as they are at the moment. Cut copy before with Belong to You, a track with Kate Bollinger on it. Now, let's do a double. Let's do a double of albums that were out yesterday, which are not this week's album of the week. In about 4 minutes' time, you're going to hear the title track to Suede's album Antidepressants. But first, a brilliant track from David Burns, who is the Sky record. And this one is called My Apartment Is My Friend.
My confusion, my triumphs and my shame, the things that no one knows, the moments that we shared. So forgive me if I hesitate, if a tear comes now and then. You stood by me when darkness fell. My apartment is my friend. From harm, you, when no one understood me, it's a secret just we do, between the walls and windows, we're connected, me and you, so forgive. My apartment is my friend.
Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
But there's not much time, is there? On the walls that I'm hiding behind, there's a room at the back in case you get scared, prisoner.
Album number 10 by Suede is called Antidepressants. It is a rocking affair from start to the end. They're calling it their punk rock record. Post-rock. Is it post-rock record? What are they calling it? Post-punk. Post-punk. That was the title track. It's their 10th. Followed today something from David Byrne's brilliant new record, which was also out yesterday, and is called Who Is The Sky? Okay, time for two more in this hour. The first one is going to be from the final record by Saint Etienne. 13 records going all the way back 35 years. International, they're going out on a high. This is Dancing Heart from said record. Some love. Yet another track album where you could pick anything from it and play, and I'll prove that by playing something else from Saint Etienne's final record, International, in the second half of the show. But that was Dancing Heart from it. They don't seem to have any live dates beyond a couple of question and answer sessions over the next couple of days, so I don't know if there'll be another tour from Saint Etienne, but I would like to see them before they go. We're going to go to Norway for the final song in this hour. An artist called Fine, that is her name, she is called Fine. This is one of the three singles she's put out this year, the third single she's put out. She had an album last year. Yep, two free singles. This is the third of them. This is called Portal.
It's not worth my time.